You're listening to SBS News.
It's been more than 6 months since major floods devastated Lismore in northern New South Wales. Many residents, like Nikki Maguire, are still living in dire conditions in houses near uninhabitable.
It's been cold. It's been really cold. I'm really lucky I have a fire, and I've had the fire going day and night, and I think I'm up to my sixth load of wood now that I've bought. And but that's essential because it's dried my house out. I don't feel like there's any mould in here, which some people, their house is just covered in mould.
Ms. Maguire says she and others in her community hoped today's flood report would address their future, but many were left frustrated.
There's lots of talk, but we don't really know the fine print of it all. And some people want to stay where they are. Some people want to, you know, move. And I think there's this real unsurety that nobody really knows what that would involve or how long that process would take.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet travelled to Lismore to deliver the summary, but he conceded there was still much to do when it came to the land buyback scheme for those in flood-prone areas.
I know for many people that will provide uncertainty today in terms of eligibility, but that is something that we need to work through. But I can say as Premier that that is something that we are going to do.
A buyback and land swap scheme is one of 28 recommendations in the independent flood report. Others include a partial merger of the state's Rural Fire Service and SES and reshaping the current disaster agency, Resilience New South Wales, into a leaner operation dubbed Recovery New South Wales. Other recommendations include establishing a permanent state emergency operations centre and flood rescue training for residents. The Premier is now promising to build back flood-ravaged communities in the Northern Rivers region to make them stronger and more resilient.
We should have done things better. Mistakes were made, and a lot of those mistakes were structural mistakes that can be rectified and improved. And I think the recommendations that we have in this report do that.
The report also flagged the $2 billion plan to raise the wall height of Sydney's Warragamba Dam as a solution, especially in the Hawkesbury and Nepean region. The controversial proposal is still under consideration. It noted doing so would be the single most effective flood mitigation option available. But it pointed out objections to the proposal, including significant likely Aboriginal cultural heritage and biodiversity impacts. Harry Burkett is the General Manager of Wilderness Australia and says he opposes the raising of the dam wall.
You can forget about dams and levees and all those types of things. What's really causing this flood risk is the New South Wales government's continued approval of housing developments in that floodplain.
With the Bureau of Meteorology warning more rain and possible floods are likely on the cards for the next 3 months at least, community leaders say people and policymakers must not be complacent. Barry Calvert is the Deputy Mayor of Hawkesbury City Council.
We're starting to see things and take things seriously, and that is the first step. And we would like to work with the government now to implement these things as quickly as possible, please.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.